outside and back up why I'm saying what I'm saying in the scripture. But you just say what you said because you heard it from somebody else. But you can't show me no proof. So I get people say, prove that the earth is flat. You prove it's round. I can take you outside and show you the sun and the moon in the same sky, just like the scripture said. But you show me it's round and spinning in galaxies and stuff in the earth and all other planets are following this and everything just spinning, following the sun. You show me that. I'm going to ask a question, and I know they got an answer to it from a quantum perspective. If we spin it and fall in the sun, man, I mean, man. If I'm following Alan, then I ought to see him all the time. If he turned the corner and go around the corner and I'm not following him because I don't know where he is. So if I'm following the sun, it seems like I ought to see it. Just constantly see it. And I know how a person said, well, that's when you spin on the other side and stuff like that, you know. Man, I just believe the scriptures, man. It's like what I said before. If a person not going to believe the scripture, then, you know, try the spirit by the spirit and just, you know, believe what you believe. But as for me and my house, we going to serve Yah. We going to teach what his words say. I'm through now. Verse 15 and 16, I'm done. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has known the mind of Yah that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's why we cannot be judged, because people don't know the mind of Yah to make a judgment against it, against the things that's taught in truth. Y'all, just to put it in Yah's words, from having encounters with him face to face, Yah said, man, it's amazing to me how many people say that they follow me and they believe me, but yet they don't believe what I say. I clearly said in my word how I created all things, but then yet I have people who claim to be following me, and yet they don't understand my mind. It's in the scripture. I made it plain, but they can't discern it. Because they're not spiritual. Because I just said in my word in verse 14 that in order to see these truths, they have to be spiritually discerned. Why? By my mind dealing with your mind to reveal that truth to you. If it's not revealed to you and you constantly saying, no, it's not like that. He's saying because you're not spiritually discerned, because you don't have encounters with me face to face. So when I run into these kind of people, instead of them exposing me, in reality, what they're doing is exposing themselves. Or we're like, yeah, you just don't see, that's all. This is spiritually discerned. So it's manifested that you don't know the mind of Yah, because Yah reveals in his word exactly what he means. He said it exactly the way he said it. And for all those who said the Bible has been tainted with, you're not spiritually discerning. You hadn't been in it long enough for y'all to deal with your mind to show you that everything ties up like a little nice bow. But as long as you cherry picking and pulling out certain verse, you will never discern that Genesis chapter 1 is telling you the earth is flat. And it's nothing but dry ground sitting in the midst of water that has no depth. But you believe scientists who will tell you that they haven't found the bottom, but then you won't believe the scriptures that tell you why. Because this is the abyss. It's not a bottom. That has to be spiritually discerned. Yah revealing it to our minds from his mind. People read Genesis chapter 1 and they just, you know, only thing they can remember is we created an image of Yah. That's all they remember. Ask most people about Genesis chapter 1. That's what they get. That's the first thing they're going to tell you. I'm created in the image of Yah. No, Adam is. We're created in the image of Adam. There's rank. Okay. All right. Elder, you had anything else? Okay, I'm through fussing now. Father, Yah, we just bless you, and we give you just the honor for allowing us to be spiritually discerning. We know that we still have a long way to go. We're growing. Teach us your way. Guide us in all truth. And we have the confidence to know that once you reveal things to us, that that we operate within these things, and we stand firm on what we see spiritually. And we glorify you for even giving us the confidence and the wisdom to be able to stand up on your word. And to know that there may be loved ones who refuse to do it, but we have to continue to stand by ourselves if necessary. Because we know that when that day comes, we'll be standing before the Almighty Yah, our Creator, on our own. And we bless you for that. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. Okay. All righty. That's all I have. Any questions, comments? We good? Okay. Y'all remember, worship Yah in spirit and in truth. And thank y'all for your patience on this lesson. You're dismissed.
Good night.
Good night, Mama Coach.
Goodbye.
Oh,